If you've lived in Indiana for a while now, the name Steve Carter may sound familiar to you. That's because Carter served two terms as Indiana's Attorney General between 2001 and 2009, before dedicating the last 7 years to the private sector. With current Attorney General Greg Zeller running for Congress in the 9th District, Carter saw an opportunity to reclaim his former office. He says experience away from the position has given him new perspective.
One thing I see from the private business side is the oppression of regulation, specifically from Washington, as things have been imposed by not elected officials, but federal bureaucratic agencies. I think there's a need to push back.
Carter discussed some of his priorities if elected, including the protection of consumers from sophisticated scams and continuing the office's effort to combat addiction to opioids and overprescribed medications. Carter's visit to Fort Wayne comes just one day after he made his first public comment about his campaign. In order to win the Republican nomination, Carter would have to defeat current Assistant Attorney General Abby Kuzma, Logansport Senator Randy Hood, and Elkhart County Prosecutor Curtis Hill Jr. in the primary. For WBOY News, I'm Zach Bernard.